A warm front is lifting through our area this afternoon, and as that front goes by, the humidity levels are going up, so it's starting to feel more and more tropical across eastern New York and western New England. The really high humidity hasn't quite made it all the way to the far north yet. That area has been stuck in the clouds this afternoon. There has been some rain around as well. Farther south, it has been brighter, warmer, and much more humid. And it's in those areas where we're feeling the heat and the humidity and where we've seen some sunshine. Those spots will have the greatest potential to see scattered showers and thunderstorms late this afternoon into this evening. And some of those storms could be on the heavier side with frequent vivid lightning, heavy rain, gusty winds, and maybe some hail. So be mindful of the weather in the coming hours if you are going to be outside. And certainly you'll want to head to a safe place at the first sign of a thunderstorm. And the rain will be heavy with some of these storms, so I can't rule out some localized flooding where those downpours occur. And the wind may be gusty enough to result in some localized damage as well. So the bottom line is to be alert that some severe weather is possible as we go through the late afternoon into this evening. Any of these showers and storms will wind down during the evening hours. We'll see some areas of fog form late tonight. And it is going to be a warm and very humid night, with lows running generally in the 60s to around 70 degrees. And tomorrow is going to be another warm and very humid day. So once again, the day is going to have a tropical feel, and some scattered thunderstorms are likely mainly during the afternoon, though I can't rule out a couple of showers during the morning. And again, tomorrow, some of the storms could be on the heavier side, with heavy rain, gusty winds, hail, and of course, every thunderstorm has lightning. The front that's triggering those storms tomorrow will sink to the south on Friday, and that means that Friday will be less humid, but it's not going to be refreshing. It'll just be a little less intense in terms of the humidity. Still going to be warm, and I can't rule out a pop-up storm on Friday, though those should be fairly spotty in nature. And right now, it looks like the hot and humid weather will start off the weekend on Saturday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered showers and storms, mainly this evening, patchy fog, warm and humid, a low of 65 to 70, and for tomorrow, warm and very humid with scattered thunderstorms, highs in the low to mid 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly this evening, patchy fog, warm and humid, a low of 65 to 70, and tomorrow, warm and very humid with scattered thunderstorms, highs in the low to mid 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, scattered showers and storms mainly this evening, patchy fog, warm and humid, a low of 70 to 75, tomorrow, warm and very humid, with scattered thunderstorms, highs in the mid to upper 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, scattered showers and storms mainly this evening, patchy fog, warm and humid, a low of 65 to 70, and for tomorrow, warm and very humid, scattered thunderstorms, highs in the low to mid 80s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny, warm, less humid but still muggy, maybe a pop-up storm, highs in the low to mid 80s, and on Saturday, mostly sunny, hot and humid, with highs in the 80s to around 90. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.